Dark Side, light this bitch up.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Bros Think Big podcast. This is the show where we talk about the simple and yet complicated ideas of self-improvement. Tune in to join us and watch as we become the best versions of ourselves and we help you grow to become the same thing.
And today's big topic of the day is motivation versus discipline and how they're completely different things. And to start off, the definition of motivation, right? The Google translation is the general desireness or willingness of someone to do something. Now the big word, the big key word in that definition is desire. Motivation is when you want to do something, not when you have to. It's simply, I woke up, I feel like running today. That's what motivation is. You feel like doing something, so you're gonna do it, right? Now, discipline, that's a whole different story. But to start off, we all, when we first begin our journey of whatever it is, let's for example, weightlifting, we all liked it, right? We enjoyed it, and that's why we kept doing it. Absolutely, everyone agree?
Yeah, 100%.
But that changes over time. You know, we all get used to stuff, and it's just not as exciting anymore. And as that happens, that's exactly when discipline kicks in. And the definition for discipline is the ability to control yourself and to make yourself work hard or behave in a particular way without needing anyone else to tell you what to do. And the big difference in that definition is that you have to control yourself. Your desire, right, in the first definition, burns out eventually. That's exactly when discipline kicks in, and that's what's going to push you over the top. Everyone in the world has motivation to do something, whether it's art, whether it's working out, whatever it is, we all have a passion for it. That doesn't last forever, and some days you have the complete opposite. That's exactly when discipline takes over.
As the audience, you guys are probably wondering, like, I'm sure you understand motivation and discipline and the difference between the two, but you're probably asking yourself, how can I implement that in between my lifestyle? Like, people always want to know, like, what do I have to do to push through being just motivated to being disciplined? And I think a big part of that comes from not only knowing, but understanding your why. Like, what is pushing you? Because if that's constantly in your head, you're going to be disciplined. You're going to be thinking back to it and you're going to be like, damn, that's my why? Okay, just keep pushing. So that's not motivation at that point. Because you're going to keep on doing it. You're going to keep on doing it to the point where it becomes embedded into your system, into your brain. So you become like a machine and you just do it.
The days when you feel sick, the days you feel like shit, the days where it's rainy, it's gloomy, you don't want to leave your house. That's exactly what defines discipline. That's the defining character. You know, you think Michael Jordan sees it's raining and doesn't go fucking play basketball? You think that's how it works? No.
Yeah, exactly. No. Like some days I feel tired and I don't feel like going to judo. Well, he said he goes into an indoor court.
Okay, well, let's say Lionel Messi, right? You think that when it's raining, he just... Oh, I'm not gonna train today. You think he became you think he became the best by skipping days where he didn't feel, you know, my legs are sore. You think he skips those days? It's not because he has motivation. It's simply because he has discipline. It's that difference that changes everything.
Yeah, I think discipline also brings motivation in some sense, because you may not be motivated to do something, but you're disciplined enough to go and do something, and then you feel motivated in the process to keep going and keep pushing. Because I've had situations where I didn't want to go to the gym because I had to squat, but I went there because of discipline. But then I got motivated in the process. I was like, gotta push harder, gotta do more, gotta train harder, and then brought motivation. So it's like they're both connected. They're not completely different, you know.
I beg to differ. You know, one big quote is that discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments, right? Motivation is your goals, right? You get motivated to accomplish goals, but they don't achieve your goals. Does that make sense? right? You're not going to achieve your goals solely through motivation. That will never happen in life. The only way to truly achieve your goals is you'll need to have discipline.
But if you're motivated enough to do something,
your motivation eventually burns out. That's the truth. You may have passion for something, you'll love something, but your motivation burns out when you do something for so long. It just is bound to happen. Just like love. You know, people that are together after 60 years, yeah, they're together, but do you really believe that they're...
Yes, like, simply yes.
Like, they're just there because they've been there for 60 years, they can't go by themselves. That's what I believe.
It's growing every minute, every hour, every month, every year. That's just how it is. You just gotta put your heart to it. Anything you do, whether it's love, gym, sport, anything. That's why I said I think discipline brings motivation. I've had that, dude. I'm telling you. I've had moments like that.
I just don't really think it's good to bank off of motivation constantly. I've told you guys this a hundred times, and I think I said it in one of the previous episodes, but when Elon Musk was asked, like, do you have any motivational quotes for us that you would tell entrepreneurs? And he said, if you're into entrepreneurship, then you don't, and you need motivational quotes, then entrepreneurship isn't for you. And that's just, he's like telling you, like, if you're banking off of motivation, you're already headed off to the wrong path. That's not the type of direction you want to be looking at, because discipline will, in reality, get you further. I think that's what Josh is trying to say.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not disagreeing to that effect, but I'm saying discipline also brings motivation. It does. So it's like they're not completely different. If anything, they're stronger together than separate.
I believe
you can't just be like, oh, I have more discipline than motivation.
Well, I
like,
believe discipline comes out when motivation is erased.
And discipline is stronger than motivation. And
yes, yes.
You would rather be disciplined than be motivated. But then when you discipline yourself enough, you're also motivated to do that thing, don't you think?
Look, here, I have a good quote to share. Motivation is doing what needs to be done when you feel like doing it. And then discipline, however, is like something that needs to be done, even when you don't feel like doing it, but it has to be done. And I have a story to share. I mean, I have a bunch of friends that sometimes have motivation to do something, and then they all of a sudden they just lose motivation because they're not disciplined. They lack discipline, so they just go like, you know, I don't feel like doing today anything, so I'm just gonna stay home and play video games or chill on my phone, watch Netflix, whatever, whatever. And I actually get pissed off. I'm like, dude, come on. Like, you have motivation some days, but you gotta build up discipline too. But that's the point they don't understand. That's the point that they're confused about. That they're like, yeah, but see, if I don't feel like doing it, why should I do it? This is what they don't understand. Yeah, and I'm like, yeah. I've tried telling them that discipline is a big thing. If you don't have discipline, you cannot just push yourself, but just motivation.
I agree. Something I like to bring up is, you can't, why I think, like, another example why you can't bank off of motivation is because, in case you guys didn't know, me and Josh have a dog. Mishka, he'll appear on the podcast eventually. But Josh is not disciplined for shit when it comes to walking him. He is strictly motivated. Yeah. Whenever our mom says, yo, you need to go walk him, that's only when. But he's not disciplined. He doesn't get up in the morning to do it. And what does that mean? That means he shits in our house. All on Josh's fault. I completely blame him for that.
That's actually a great point, right? It's because I lack discipline in that matter is the reason why I don't walk him. You know, I'll only walk him when I feel like walking. That's my motivation coming out. That's my motivation coming out, right? Oh, I feel like walking. I desire to do it. Let's do it, right? But then there are days where I see it's raining and like, I don't want to get wet. Oh, well. That's because I lack discipline in action. I'll admit it, right? I'll admit it.
Wasn't
it? I ain't got no regrets.
Okay, Georgie, I want to go back to your point. Like, what's your motivation? Like, what do you want to achieve?
Olympics.
Exactly. Yeah. And discipline pushes you what you have to do. You know you have to go through every practice. You know you have to work out. That's what keeps you going.
Mm-hmm.
So discipline, you said, is what you may not want to do at the moment, but you need to do it, right?
Yeah.
Why do you need to do it? Because you're motivated to get there. So you see, it really aligns together. You're motivated to be on top of everybody, so you're disciplined enough to do it. You're disciplining yourself.
I'm gonna be real honest to you guys, right? If you ever, right, want to be great at something, you need discipline, or else you won't accomplish it. Simple as that. There are going to be people who are way more disciplined than you, and they'll do better than you. Because the days you don't want to do it, they will, right? That's exactly what's going to happen. So if you ever want to be great at anything, but I don't care what it is, you have to have it. You have to have that dog in you.
That's fact. Consistency is key. It's king. It's whatever. It's essential, right? You're not going to be consistent if you're not disciplined. Because mm-hmm. What if one day you wake up and you're like, I don't really feel like doing this. What would a disciplined person say in that scenario? They'll say, I don't really want to do this, but I'm still going to do it.
Okay, well, what do you guys say to those people that are not motivated and are like want to discipline themselves? What's the advice you give them?
Good question, man. Do you have any? What do you think? What do you say to them?
I say it's the barrier that you have to step over. Like, everybody is in the situation where they don't feel motivated. Like, there's just something that you gotta do daily. Simple things. As simple as, say, brushing your teeth every night. Like, you have to start from the simple stuff, build yourself up to big things. You can't start from doing a big thing that is really hard to do mentally, physically, and emotionally, and then discipline yourself. Eventually, you're gonna stop somewhere. So I say, take baby steps. So like, say, brushing your teeth every night. It's pretty simple. So
yeah, you don't take some.
It's simple, but it's harder than people think.
Yeah, of course, but it may be harder than some other things that are more pressure for your physical and emotional state. So I say, like, start with simple things. Like you said, I like what you said. To-do list. Start from to-do list that are simple, not anything big. But actually complete them. Like, try your best to complete them. And if you don't, then you add another to-do list to your thing. So you just, like, kind of, like, punish yourself. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. I think it always helps to, like I mentioned earlier, just, like, remember your why. If you're constantly reminding yourself of why you are doing it, like, what is your reasoning, you're going to more likely not say, okay, so this is why I'm doing it. I'm just going to keep pushing towards that. I actually think that's such a crucial step.
I think it's very important to just first analyze whether or not you have discipline. You have to remember, like, you may think you have discipline, but you don't. And the truth is, you have to really look into it. You can't just say, oh, I have discipline, or oh, I don't. Think of the last, like, 5 times, right, that you didn't feel like doing something, whether it was brushing your teeth at night, or whether it was going to practice. Did you end up going? And ask yourself why, right? Do you want it bad enough? Because quite honestly, if you don't, like, if you lack discipline, right, it's because you don't really want it, right? If you really want a goal bad enough, you'll have discipline. That, as simple as that, right? So if your goal is to go to the Olympics and you skip a practice because you don't feel like it, guess what? You don't want to go to the Olympics. Simple as that. No better way to put it.
Exactly.
No, dude, no, I think that's too harsh. Doesn't mean you don't want to do it. You're just, like, not in the right place, like, at the right moment. Like, you may not be, like, emotionally at the right state. You just have to build it up. Doesn't mean you don't want to do it. You might want to do it bad enough, but you're just not there at the moment, like, emotionally.
Guess what? The other person who's not there in the moment, he's going to do it. And guess what? He's going to be the one going to the Olympics.
Of course, but then
that's
you
exactly
also,
what this
if it's constantly happening, if it's constantly happening where it's like, you just keep on fighting with yourself too much, it's like, it's already getting too much, it's like, you're not doing it, you know what I mean? Like, you're not disciplined, that means you don't want it enough. Because guess what? There's always things, that, I mean, listen, let's take an example of someone that wants to be a YouTuber, right? And then they play sports. And then some days they're like, I don't feel like going to, let's just say soccer, right? They don't want to go to soccer. And then they're like, oh, let's skip one day, it's fine. The next day, he doesn't go again. And the third day, he doesn't go again. But when it comes to, like, doing YouTube, let's just say, and, like, he just goes viral, he goes, you know, he gets a lot of subscribers, this and that. And then he always does it. He doesn't skip a day. That means he actually wants to be a YouTuber, not a soccer player. So when you want something, there's no way you're giving yourself an excuse not to do something. So you're always going to have discipline in something you want to do. There's no way. And that's what he's trying to say here. Now he's not saying just once. Yeah, okay, you might be fine. Whatever.
We all
but he's saying constantly. If it's constantly happening, that's definitely not what you want to do. Do you feel like you're disciplined?
Not yet, not fully.
Yeah, I think we're like. What do you think?
Why?
What stops you? Yeah.
What exactly are you not disciplined? Why exactly are you not define yourself as a disciplined man?
I think there's like, not that there's levels to it, but I'm not fully there yet. I'm still young, and I know there's still times like, even tonight, like right now we're up late working on it, and I wouldn't be surprised that after I'm done this, I'm gonna say fuck no, I'm not gonna eat, and I'm just gonna go right to bed. But I'm gonna remember. My goal is to get big, goal is to gain weight, so I will eat.
You know, there's someone just like you right now, somewhere else on this planet, feeling the exact same way. And guess what? They're gonna eat. And they're gonna get bigger than you.
Hop on.
Simple as that.
I said I don't know what I said, but I will eat.
No, I don't think you will.
No, I don't think you will. Watch me.
What, are you gonna have a milkshake? Get fat?
No, I'm gonna have milk and Power Crunch.
It has energy, it has caffeine. Okay.
220 calories, 10 grams of protein, and then
milk. Alright, guys, I think that should about wrap it up.
Wrap
it up. Georgie, like he said, to do list.
Yeah, thing that I suggest everybody to do is start making to do lists. Start with simple stuff, just sit down and think about what you want to do throughout the day. Reading a book, working out, meditating for like 10 minutes, and all this stuff doesn't have to be for long, you know what I mean? Just to get into the discipline, and then later on your body will ask to just keep it on longer and stuff. So yeah, because that will boost up your discipline, because every time you put it somewhere, so you put it on the wall in your room, and then every time you walk by, you see that, and then you go like, yeah, I need to do that. That, because you're like, oh, I skipped that, I have to do it right now. So that's like, it's going to help you with discipline, and you're always going to stay motivated. Like, because you're going to look at that every single day, every minute maybe.
It's very important to just stay accountable, right? When you don't complete a task, you have to punish yourself. I don't know exactly how you want to do it, but you have to do something about it. All it takes is one day to not do it, and then your whole thing is messed up. Quite honestly, that's how it works. It takes you one day to just put the wheels back and relax, and that's all it takes to stop. So you have to hold yourself accountable. And with that, guys, please comment, please like. We would love to hear your feedback. And don't forget, you can always get a chance of a shout-out, right? Everyone here wants a shout-out. I want a shout-out, right?
Yeah, who doesn't?
Exactly. With that, guys, have a good one.